Good morning. My name is Indira Tyler, and Dr. Morgan and I would like to present our research project, which is the Fayetteville Area Interfaith Commitment to Colorectal Health Awareness and Cancer Reduction in African Americans, better known as the FAITH Project. Colorectal cancer is the third leading cause of cancer deaths among African Americans, both men and women. Risk of colorectal cancer increases exponentially after the age of 50 years of after the age of 50. So it is very important that those who are 50 years of age and older receive colonoscopies. The survival rate, the 5-year survival rate among those who have been diagnosed with colorectal cancer is 64% among Caucasians, yet it is only 55% among African Americans. It is projected in North Carolina by the year 2015 that cancer will be the fourth leading cause of deaths among North Carolinians. And of the North Carolina residents, only 52% have not had a flexible sigmoidoscopy or a colonoscopy within 5 years. We do know, according to the American Cancer Society, that colorectal cancer is 97% curable if it's detected early. And so, based on our literature review and looking at the research of Barbara Poe, we found that faith-based educational programs have been very beneficial to African Americans in promoting prevention, participation in screening, and getting adequate treatment. And so that is the focus of our FAITH project. Our expected outcomes of our project are to increase colorectal cancer knowledge among African Americans who participate in the educational intervention, to decrease cancer fatalism, and to increase colorectal cancer screening for colonoscopies among the African Americans who participate in this project in the Fayetteville area. Our FAITH project is a quasi-experimental design with a pre- and post-test measures. We have prospective randomized controlled delay design with a full educational program as an experimental intervention. African-American churches have been randomly assigned to two groups, the colorectal cancer intervention group or the delayed control group. We've been fortunate to recruit over 500 African-Americans to participate in our project in the Fayetteville area and surrounding areas. We did not reach that 500 very easily. The first year of our project, we had absolutely no participants, and we gathered together ministers in the community, community leaders, and advocates, and we held an interfaith advisory council meeting to ask how can we get out our message, how can we get into the churches to deliver our project. And we got some responses, but one of the most critical ones was from one of our advisors who took us aside and said, "You do realize that you're in honey sugar baby land, and it takes someone in the area, in our community, who's well-known, well-respected, to give us or give you the, the green light to come in and present your project." So we were fortunate to gain a project coordinator who was a minister to help us gain that access. So it was in less than 12 months that we have been able to recruit and get over 500 participants because of that access, and it could not have been done without that. Our hypothesis include that the culturally targeted colorectal health intervention will increase colorectal health knowledge among the participants at a greater level than the delayed control group of a standard video and brochure on colorectal cancer. Our second hypothesis, that culturally targeted colorectal health education intervention will decrease cancer fatalism among participants at a greater level than the delayed control group of just a standard video and brochure on colorectal cancer. And our third hypothesis and the most important, we think, is that the culturally targeted colorectal health education intervention will increase colorectal screening tests and those rates among the participants at a greater level than the delayed control group of a standard video and brochure on colorectal cancer. Our inclusion criteria included African Americans who participated be 50 years of age and older, that they reside in Fayetteville or Cumberland County, the surrounding area of Fayetteville, that they're willing to participate in a faith-based, church-based education and program in a group setting, that they're willing to participate and consent to a telephone follow-up interview to discuss screening for CRC, and that they're able to provide verbal and written consent to participate in our project. So our treatment group received the immediate treatment, which was the educational program, and then they received follow-up phone calls to encourage them to get a colonoscopy, and they were continued to receive phone calls until we received a validated postcard that they had received a colonoscopy. The delayed intervention group were contacted, and then we came back 3 months after that initial contact to give them the first contact. They received the standard video and brochure, and then we came back 3 months after that to do the educational intervention. And then they received follow-up phone calls to encourage them again to get the colonoscopy, and they continued to receive those phone calls until we received a validated postcard that they received the colonoscopy. We were fortunate to provide a monetary incentive to the participants. After participating in the educational program, they received $25, and after we received the validated postcards, they received an additional $20. I mentioned that we had pre-test, post-test questionnaires, and they included a demographic questionnaire that asked about personal and medical characteristics. We did ask of their colorectal cancer knowledge, and we included a questionnaire about cancer fatalism. At this time, Dr. Morgan will present on the preliminary findings of our data analysis thus far.
Good morning. Oops, have to move forward. Again, Ms. Tyler informed you that this is the preliminary data analysis. We will be presenting the final outcomes for our project in February. It will be a dissemination conference, and we will invite all of the participants, as well as the ministers who supported our project and other key officials in the Fayetteville area or the North Carolina area, to inform them about the outcomes of the project. Thus far, we have imputed 310 of those surveys, and so now, today I will present just the basic premises or the basic demographic data from our project. So thus far, we've entered 219 women and 91 men. The mean age is 65, and then the religious affiliation has been primarily Baptist. The marital status, the majority of our participants are married at 62.1%. The household income has primarily been $50,000 or less. So again, and this is a combined income for our participants. The educational status, the majority of our participants have had, well, they reported having a high school diploma. The educational status, the majority of them are 48% of them reported that they were retired. And as you can, if you go back to the age, the mean age was 65. The health insurance coverage, the majority of our participants stated that they did have some form of health insurance coverage, 87%. Have you ever discussed colorectal cancer screening with your physician? The majority of the participants stated yes, approximately 73% of them. Have you discussed colorectal cancer within the past year? And again, the majority of them stated yes. Have you been tested for colorectal cancer? And again, the majority of them said yes, 66%, whereas at least 30% of them said no. Have you been tested for colorectal cancer within the past year? The majority of the participants said no, while at least 29% of them said yes. Have you ever had a fecal occult blood test? The majority of the participants reported yes. And if they had it within the past year, the majority of them stated no. Have you ever had a colonoscopy? The majority of them stated yes. Have you had a colonoscopy within the past year? The majority said no. Again, in terms of the conclusions of just a snapshot of that demographic data, we found that the majority of the participants had received a colonoscopy. However, several of them still reported that no, that they had never received a colonoscopy. We found that the African-American participants were very receptive to our educational intervention program. Contrary to what we've read in the literature about African-Americans being resistant to research, once we gained that access into the churches, the participants, you know, people just came from out of nowhere. They wanted us to go, you know, from one church to the next church to provide this educational program. Now, the majority of the participants reported not having a fecal occult blood test within the past year. And so that's a little problematic because regardless of your age, at 40 and above, you should have an FOBT test once a year. So that's a little bit problematic as a healthcare provider. Many of the participants reported that that they had questions about a colonoscopy. Even though they, you know, had the procedure done, they didn't know the purpose, what the purpose of that procedure was for. They didn't know, you know, why did I really need to have a colonoscopy? What does it mean? And how can I prevent myself from getting colorectal cancer? They really didn't understand about the impact of their diet on their colorectal health. They didn't understand the importance of exercise and how that related back to their colorectal health. And then they were also concerned about loved ones getting screened. What was fortunate about our project is that oftentimes there was a husband and a wife there. So it was an opportunity for both, you know, for a family. And again, instead of focusing on as a nurse, our focus is primarily, we're shifting from this individual focus of healthcare and just focus, we don't want to just focus on the individual, but again, focus on the family and significant others. What are the lessons learned thus far? We found that incentives are very important. The participants received $25 for just showing up to hear about the educational just to hear the information in regards to the educational program. And then if they had the validated postcard that they had received a colonoscopy, then they received $20 as an incentive for that. Again, we want to promote positive behaviors among this population in terms of getting screened because they are heavily impacted by this disease. Incentives are, you know, even though it may be a small amount, to many of the participants, it's a lot. We receive phone calls. When is my check coming? I have to go to the doctor, and I need gas money. And in the back of my mind, I just want to just stroke a check and say, here's the money. You know, go ahead and don't worry about it coming in the mail. But again, it was very important to these participants. Connecting with the community. As Ms. Tyler stated earlier, that oftentimes, you know, we couldn't gain access. I'm not a Fayetteville native, and neither is Ms. Tyler. So there was some resistance to us. And another piece of it was that we had a project coordinator prior to the project coordinator that that assisted us in gaining entry. And again, although she had experience with grassroots-type research, She could not gain access. And then when we made certain that our project coordinators had a face like us. Because again, going back to the literature and looking at how we can educate African Americans about health issues, it was very important for us to take a look at. We want to have as many people as possible to look like the people we were trying to serve. And again, we had to connect with the ministers, and we had a minister who was a Fayetteville native who actually helped us to gain that access into the churches. And it was just a matter of a phone call for her. It was no effort. In terms of the healthcare ministry, it was important for us to, if there was someone within the church who was who organized the healthcare ministry, then that person also helped us to gain access. Establishing trust, we found, is very important. Again, going back to the literature of what it states about African Americans and research, you have to have that trust. They have to be able to trust you with that information and know that you have their best interests at heart. Again, having a community advocate or a liaison within the church to help you gain that access and help you to build that trust with the congregants is also very important. Primarily, the implications for this project are that this project really taught us some lessons, even as African American researchers, that although we looked like them, they really, you know, we had trust. It went back to trust. You have to be able to have that relationship. They have to understand that you are there to support them, and that it's also served as an opportunity for healthcare professionals to educate African Americans about colorectal cancer, but about healthcare issues in general, because they're asking, when are you coming back? When is your next funded project? So that demonstrated to us that there is a need. And from a policy perspective, then we need to find ways to support more of these faith-based type interventions if we want to change the healthcare behaviors among African Americans. Also, the majority of the participants had health insurance coverage, which is very, although they are 65 and then they're eligible for Medicare, but that's a positive. But then there were also many of the African American participants who had no health insurance coverage. So that's problematic, because we went out to screen, but for those who didn't have insurance, then you're left in limbo. What do you do? But we had an added piece to this in terms of a social worker and other officials or healthcare providers within the community that we can link them or connect them into the system. But the downside of our project was that we didn't have enough funding to support someone saying, I really want to have a colonoscopy and I don't have the money for it. Can you pay for it for me? And you know, we had to figure out a way to get them into the healthcare system so that they could get screened. These are the project team members, are the primary project team members. Again, Ms. Tyler and I, we presented the project today. Ms. Rosie McMillan is our project coordinator. Dr. John R. Jones is a gastroenterologist in the Fayetteville area. He's also African American. Dr. Danzler was our internal medicine consultant. He's also an African American. Carr Johnson, Terry Moore Brown, and then Joshua Fogle is our statistician. And again, these physicians had a vested interest in our project, and oftentimes they would come and present and share the information. And it worked out very well, especially for Dr. Jones's office, because you know, they received additional patients coming in to get screened. Thank you.